My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And Aaron Rodgers. 95-7
the game. And we have to pass this along, both with an apology based on what we were just told from Jake Hutchinson inside the building, but this is a shocking piece of breaking news.
Oh, no.
Christian McCaffrey is inactive tonight.
Christian
McCaffrey is inactive for this football game.
Oh, no.
Based on the calf and Achilles injury, and he will not play. It is Jordan Mason's night.
Look, this
What's your reaction, guys?
I mean, this is huge, because this is the best player on the team. You can talk about Trent Williams all you want, and I hear you. Trent was here before. CMC changed this organization. He's the cover of Madden, for crying out loud. This is the safety blanket for the run game, for Kyle Shanahan, for Brock Purdy, all the checkdowns. The synergy those two have on those option routes is unlike anything else I've seen, in terms of he knows where he wants to go and how to exploit a defense. Jordan Mason now gets elevated to the top of the depth chart. He's not a great pass blocker. Does this mean more Kyle Juszczyk back there? Does this mean you use Debo in the way that you used him 2 or 3 years ago?
It probably means more George Kittle staying in, too.
And absolutely.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it feels to me like...
This is huge.
We talked about it before, like maybe with Ayuk on a little bit of a pitch count.
He is.
It felt like it was going to be more of a 22 personnel game anyway, with two tight ends and two running backs.
As a schemer of schemes, a thrower of throwers.
I love the scheme, and I think more about it now, and it's going to have to be a much more conservative scheme without CMC.
Look.
And man, it turns out it was maybe more than the bug bite, Mark.
Yeah, listen.
You know, I talked about it all camp. Mark thought that it was just like a bug bite.
Well, when I saw calf ankle, I'm going to be real with you. PTSD for two guys. Greenlaw,
Kevin
who've
Durant,
been dealing with it last year.
And Kevin Durant.
And KD.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I wonder, and maybe the story will come out, because you're right. I've been wrong if this is something that was serious all camp.
Well, they've downplayed it.
But I wonder if something also happened. I wonder if there was a reactivation sensation.
That's a buck, yeah.
But I was also curious immediately what this would do do to the line.
What did it do?
Not as much as I would have thought.
Well, quarterbacks are only a couple points on the line.
It depends on which one.
That's true. Yeah,
we had our guy on from Vegas a couple weeks ago, and he said Mahomes can be as much as 8 points.
John Avello,
He said Brock is
the greatest player ever.
Yeah, Brock is about three or four.
Still a lot.
Christian, the game was 4.5. It's now 3.5.
Yeah, so it's a
Christian
point.
Was just a point. But oh my gosh.
You guys have in fantasy?
No.
I got Jordan Mason. I was way ahead of the curve on that.
But you're not playing him, though.
No.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like,
hell no.
As a Niner fan, I mean, this is the Madden curse coming to life for us.
Yeah.
This sucks. This absolutely sucks.
It's only 1 week, so it's not a full-on Madden curse yet.
Look, I'm not pretending to be a professional athlete.
No, I get it.
I had really bad plantar fasciitis, which bled into my Achilles.
Ooh.
And this is something you deal with for months, not weeks.
Yeah.
And it's just,
well, this especially is a tough when you one. Are an explosive change of direction athlete like he is.
Everything in his game is predicated on jump cutting, slowing down, exploding, pushing onto that cut.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all those plays where they toss it to him. You got Banks and Trent leading the left way, and he goes, stop, cut, back through. And the burst and explosion, the way he gets narrow. Christian McCaffrey, look, Roger Craig had a more comprehensive career. Frank had a more comprehensive Niner career. He's the best talent they've had at the position, with all respect to Joe the Jet Perry and John Henry Johnson.
Well, he's such a game changer, because we watched the NFL over the weekend look like defenses were ahead of offenses in most cases. And now, obviously, this is a game where a lot of eyes, at minimum, were going to be on one quarterback, because we haven't really seen Aaron play in 2 years. And now, in a way, this is what a lot of the negative voices about Brock Purdy have been waiting for. Let's see what the offense looks like without Christian McCaffrey.
Whether he has one weapon, 50 weapons, people are always going to be waiting for this man's damn ball. It's honestly, Mark, I've come to the realization, whether you think he's good or not, the only way he can get everyone's approval, I'm talking about Brock Purdy, he has to be throwing to Mark, Dan, and Shasky every single drive all year with Matt DeHegan as his center and Lucas as his left tackle. Like, no matter what he does, it will always come with a, yeah, but Shanahan. Yeah, but Trent Williams. It's so unfair. It is so unfair. Name me a good quarterback that didn't have weapons.
Yeah.
Name me a Hall of Fame coach without a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Well, name me a Hall of Fame quarterback without a good coach. Like,
they're few and far between.
It's impossible.
It really is.
To have a good quarterback without a good coach and without weapons. And so, yeah, Brock Purdy is penalized for that until he makes $60 million. And then when he makes $60 million, whatever they have left, then maybe he'll be able to be judged fairly.
I watched a lot of poor quarterback play yesterday. Just a lot of poor quarterback play.
Yes.
And the thing that I think that, and I'm a guilty, I'll raise my hand, like, throwing the ball and running it, neck up. Are you intelligent pre and post snap? And I'm not talking about it like book smarts. I'm talking football intelligence. Can you rhythmically throw guys open and read zone? He can.
First of all, that's absolutely true. But I think then you also have to have the body that keeps up with your brain. It's no different than what all of us experience in life when you're like, whoa, my brain still works at high school level when I'm on an athletic, but my body won't do it. That's what I'm watching for Aaron tonight, for instance. Kirk Cousins has got a great brain for the game. It looked yesterday like the body is not going to keep up with that brain. So if you're just joining us, the breaking news is Christian McCaffrey, a surprise inactive tonight for the 49ers. So that means Jordan Mason will handle the lion's share in the backfield, and obviously it is a complete game changer as far as the offense is concerned. Joe Shasky from the Morning Roast is here as a fan, stopped by, and is hanging out a little bit as we break all this down.
This one to me is super sexy for a variety of reasons. Aaron Rodgers, top of the thing. I mean, the guy comes out with the flag last year in New York City and played three snaps, right?
Yep.
The Jets thing is just amusing to watch from afar. It's got like a car crash kind of a thing. But I honestly have zero ill will toward like the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Greeny,
they're like the Cubs of the NFL, kind of. Like.
Yeah, but even the Cubs had history with the Giants, so I didn't like the Cubs, right?
Okay.
So, but I hear where you're going.
Yeah.
They're even more tortured because they're not even good enough to get to the playoffs.
Exactly.
And I look at what they've got going. Robert Saleh is playing for his career. Joe Douglas is playing for his career. You normally don't get second swings when you whiff this big. I look at the 49ers in the the question's always like, hey, can they keep it going? Can they keep it going? What does Brock look like without the All-Stars? Yeah. People are waiting for this man's demise. I've been circling this guy's name all year, and I'm really interested to see, because we're all quick to jump ahead. What's going to happen next year? Deebo Samuel. This team, it needs a Deebo Samuel tone-setting moment early in the game. I would run that pop, jet sweep, whatever you call it, where it's him and Sauce out on the end. I want to see Deebo go right through Sauce Gardner like he did Jalen Ramsey all those years against the Rams and set the tone physically, because the interior of this defense is going to suffocate them without CMC.
No doubt.
They're going to stack the box.
Well, especially you got a rookie guard, and we all like Dominic Pooney, but we don't know how he's going to hold up in his first NFL start. And Trent Williams, I was telling Mark, you're going to see him sucking wind tonight. If you get into a 9, 10, 11 play drive,
I know
the big fella in his 16th year is going to be getting fatigued at the end of long drives. So without Christian McCaffrey now, I wonder if it doesn't change the game plan a little bit into more of a run-heavy approach.
Full list of Niners inactives that has just been released. Christian McCaffrey, Josh Dobbs, who is the third quarterback designation. Gross Matos, we knew. D. Winters, we knew.
That's a blow.
Hufanga, we expected. Also center Ben Bartsch and Daryl Luter Jr., the cornerback. There is your list of inactives, but it is breathtaking that Christian McCaffrey is on that list.
Well, and this is an interesting matchup for our secondary. We've been touting them. D'Amino Lenore, Charvarius Ward. Charvarius goes good against the bigger physical receivers. Mike Williams and him, I expect to be tangling. Mike Williams, I think Mike Williams is a good player. He's always been hurt. And then you get Garrett Wilson, who's the slippery player, and you're going to have him go up against D'Amino Lenore. I think this is a huge test for the secondary early on. And if there's a weakness in this defense, Rodgers will exploit it. Rodgers is the OC. It's not Nathaniel Hackett.
He's not, but I wonder about Rodgers and the rust. I mean, the last time he played was 4 snaps 364 days ago, and beyond that, he had a pretty down-ish year in Green Bay his last year, so I'm wondering about the rust of Aaron Rodgers against a Niner defense.
The weak year, which you're correct, it was a weak year for Aaron Rodgers, would have been far and away the greatest year any quarterback has ever had in New York Jets history.
Right.
I was looking at the number. Like, they've had one guy throw for over 25 touchdowns.
One guy. Wow.
I know that Niner fans, we're just snake bitten at quarterback. My boy's wearing a freaking Mark Sanchez jersey.
Yeah.
Like, he took them to the AFC Championship game twice.
Well,
twice,
that's the thing. This franchise, at least in recent years, it feels almost Pittsburgh Steelers-esque recently, where it's like their record ends up better than it should be based on the output they have. Like, remember we looked at it last year? Absolute dreadful quarterback play. Found a way to be 7-10.
7-10.
They ended up like,
Zach Wilson. Who we all think stinks.
And the same thing. Steelers yesterday, no offensive touchdowns. 1-0. Off we go.
Ayuk wanted to play with them.
Yeah, well, he didn't.
I mean, come on.
He really didn't in the end. He knew.
Guys, I got to go. I got to go because I'm going to go. I got to make a tailgate and I got to go get my credential. Enjoy it. Go Niners. Let's overcome the CMC thing.
Here we go.
We'll see you.
Here we go. Joe Shasky, Morning Roast stopping by.
Joe Shasky.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We're going to stay with you here a little bit longer as we take this in and open it up to you. 888-957-9570. What does it mean now that Christian McCaffrey is missing this football game? And I would add, if this is going to have a calf slash Achilles name to it, and he is, after missing all of camp, 3 to 4 weeks, still not ready to play tonight. Again, we don't know if there was a re-aggravation maybe, but either way, we've arrived at this point. How can we sit here and think that this is only about tonight? Like, I think that's your first thought.
Right.
They got another game in 6 days. They got game in, like, so is this now something where the 49ers might have to play a period of time without Christian, number one? And number two, should they? Probably, once we know a little bit more about the nature of the injury, should they consider letting Christian get a little bit more time on the shelf to make sure he is 100% right before he goes?
Yeah, I would imagine that they're going to play him when he is 100% ready, which obviously isn't tonight. And so when he is ready, they're going to go ahead and play him. But knowing that it's a calf, Achilles kind of an issue, and the fact that he wasn't even able to give it a go tonight, that is troubling because, as you mentioned, throughout camp, it felt...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like they were just, you know, resting him on the shelf and it wasn't really a real thing. And, you know, you even mentioned that he was running around at practice and he was, you know, looking good.
He's been running on the side for weeks.
Yeah. On the side, running on the side, and then yet you get ready for an actual game, and he can't go. So, yeah, it's troubling, and you do have a game in 6 days from now, and so you start to think about this season already a little bit differently.
Well, I tell you what, it never fails in the NFL. The whole world changes in an instant every single week. It never fails. You come out of this weekend of games, and what do we have? We got a new story about Christian McCaffrey. We got Puka Nacua, no September, maybe more. You got Jordan Love, no September, maybe more. Everything in the NFC suddenly changes and beyond, you know, like here we are, the Bengals. Oh gosh, they're off to a terrible start again. So like everything changes on a dime, and somehow, some way, especially after all of the touches last year, you just had a feeling that Jordan Mason was going to have some sort of a more significant role this season, and in this particular case, it starts right away.
Yeah, he gets the start, and it starts tonight, and that certainly is one thing that we talked about, and I was mentioning this before the Red and Gold Summit about the five things that you need to be a championship team, and one of them is health, and here we are,
yep,
where you're opening up the year, and Trent Williams is going to play, and Brandon Ayuk's going to play, but not a full game. And Christian McCaffrey's not going to play due to injury. And you don't have Dre Greenlaw. And you don't have Talanoa Hufanga. So already your injury quest is starting out a little bit more difficult than it did last year.
Spread dropping like a weight. I told you it went from 4.5 to 3.5. Make it 3.
Okay.
It is down to 3. We'll see if the money that it, no doubt flowing in, actually pulls it down below a field goal. You're getting a feel of how important Christian McCaffrey is. It's a point and a half so far. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibbs live at the Hilton Santa Clara getting ready for the game, which suddenly does have at least a bit of a cloud over it. Christian McCaffrey, a surprise inactive for the game tonight. Let's go to Zach in Redwood City. Thank you for calling Willie and Dibby. What's up, Zach?
No, what's up, guys? You guys broke the news to me, so rest in peace, my fantasy football team, because I was down 2.5 points with CMC left. Like, what the hell, man?
Yeah,
this is a joke.
Yeah, Zach, we'll let you say some more for sure, but, like, there are fantasy hearts breaking all over the place tonight because of the nature of this. There's no one left to pick up, the number one overall pick in most leagues, and people were relying on him for a big game tonight, and now they're going to get a big old goose.
Yeah, it's incredible, especially how suppressed the Niners and the media made this feel to me as a Niners fan, right? Like, I thought it was no biggie, but now I'm a little concerned, like most. Anyways,
I think that's
fair. The point that I was going to bring up is, so I have it on my TikTok reels, you know, Instagram reels. First of all, the holding calls in the championship, as well as us not knowing the overtime rules, which is something the media brought up right after the game as to why we lost. And I think, you know, we still receive, if we don't receive the ball and kick it, I think we win that game. So there's my point, guys. I hope all is well.
Zach, thanks. I mean, first off, you know, I think for the most part, most of us have moved beyond the Super Bowl, at least to the excitement of tonight. And I'm one of the weirdos out there that still thinks, even though it wasn't a good look, and even though I can fully understand the people who say with the overtime rules in the playoffs, you want the ball second, I can still wrap my head around a couple of things with regard to taking the ball first in overtime. A, your defense was totally gassed,
yeah.
So there's something circumstantial there. And B, to me, there's something interesting about going down there and putting a touchdown on the board. Maybe even go for two and stick that to the other team and be like, that's it. You've got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go tie this thing. I get it if people think the opposite for sure. But I don't know. My overwhelming thought on that is, come on, it's a new season.
Yeah, it's a new season, and I'm not going to sit here at the Hilton with kick time here in about an hour and 10 minutes and dwell about last year's Super Bowl failure or the Super Bowl failure that happened before it or the fact that, you know, they blew a 28-3 lead when he was the coordinator in Atlanta. That's not what the opener is about. It's opening night, and for me, it's more interesting, more compelling to talk about Christian McCaffrey, who's been ruled inactive for this game, and how things are going to, you know, go from there. And I'm looking at our fantasy league, and the owner of Christian McCaffrey
is
starting Isaac Garendo at running back.
Yeah, I mean, that's what your options are.
Whose team is Patrick Mahomes?
Who is that, Lucas? I don't know.
Who is Patrick Mahomes?
No joke. I'm getting texts from inside the building from my sons because Jude has Christian McCaffrey
in a
league and
yeah.
only needed 10 points. He's like, go pick up Kyle Juszczyk for him. You got to go get Juice. It's his only option.
Garendo.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Is Garendo going to be the backup running back tonight?
I mean, maybe.
I guess he is.
It's probably going to be a lot of Debo, I would imagine. Debo's going to probably carry the ball a healthy amount.
I mean, are you going to line him up as an actual halfback,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, at times.
I mean,
at
that's,
times.
Yeah.
You've done it before.
You've done it before, but it's, I would hope that you like the running backs you have enough to do things a little bit of a different way. Jordan Mason can play football now.
Yeah.
I know he's not the pass blocker that Christian is, but let's see this, man. You're Kyle Shanahan. You know how to call a football game when you've got this, that, or the other situationally. So if that means that George Kittle's got to be a little bit more of a blocker tonight at times, then that's what it means. But I also think that Jordan Mason is absolutely capable of going out there and giving you 75 plus yards on the ground tonight. I really firmly believe that.
Yeah, I don't know what the yardage is, and I don't even think it matters what the yardage is, but you've got to have an ability to run the football. We've talked about this a bunch with Kyle Shanahan and how he likes to do it 50-50, even split, run to pass. Well, now you don't have your bell cow. So how are you going to be successful running the ball? It's going to have to be doing it in a different fashion. And if it means a little bit of Garendo, if it means Debo Samuel, certainly Jordan Mason's going to get
yep.
a healthy dose of carries, and you've got to go out there and find a way to stay balanced, because that's what you do as a 49er team.
What a gut punch, though.
Yeah,
there, there's no way around this. What a gut punch.
Yeah.
For the 49ers and for the fan base as you start this thing. But then again, it's kind of like you say, and NFL teams know this, players know this, they always cruise around with a next man up mentality.
Yep.
Because there's no other choice. That's the way this game is played. You know, you hate when it happens before the whole thing even starts, but that's the way they feel about it. And, you know, the Niners remain the favorite in this football game, and I still expect them to be able to go out there and move the football.
Yeah, and the Jets are not going to go easy on the Niners because they don't have McCaffrey. I mean, this is professional football. Jeez, you know, man, you know, we're going to let Mason have a couple of carries because we feel bad. No, this is the way it goes in the NFL, and so you're Kyle Shanahan, and everyone wants to laud him as this genius. Okay, genius. Go out there and game plan around the fact that you don't have a guy who was top five in the MVP last year.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's fair. Like, you know, again,
nothing's fair or unfair. It's football. Well, you have to go out there and win with who you have.
Yes, you do. But I'm not going to go suddenly now, oh, Kyle, you got to score 31 points or you're a dork. Like, I mean,
not just win the game.
Yeah, win the football game.
The job is the same.
But, I mean, listen, and for those frustrated with the idea that they kept this until the end, like, that's what you got to do to Robert Saleh. You don't want to tell Robert Saleh. You don't even want to insinuate that there's a problem with Christian McCaffrey. You want that team game planning for Christian McCaffrey as long as possible.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.